New Zealand, Unit C4.
Thursday night, we decided to go down to the pub, and that made me feel quite good because I really wanted to have a beer. And so we went down there and we had a beer. And then on the way home, we were there for a couple of hours. We got back to the flat and we saw that the back door was open. And some people thought that maybe there was the other flatmate had got home and forgotten to close it, but I had this sinking feeling in my stomach that maybe something dodgy was going on because the lights were on and the door was open, and I had this bit of a sick feeling in my stomach. And so as we walked in the door, we saw that all the cupboards, the food cupboards, were all open, and that's when we knew that something wasn't right. And I thought to myself, oh no, this is very bad. And so we walked through the house. We came down to, Rachel and I came down to her room, and everything had been turned out onto her bed. The desk was trashed. Some money was stolen, you know, things were all rifled through, and it was a very, very bad scene. It makes you feel really bad when you see that your stuff's been gone through. And it turns out that one of the flatmates' cars had been stolen as well to carry all the stuff, and one of the other flatmates, all his guitars and heaps of thousands and thousands of dollars worth of stuff was stolen. Everybody felt really unhappy about the whole situation, I have to say. And the police came around and we told them what had happened, but nobody was insured, and so everybody felt a bit sick, and I felt really sorry for everybody, even though I didn't have that much stuff here. And the next day the crime scene investigator guy came, but they're not very confident of catching anyone, so I feel a bit let down by society in this respect, that we don't live in a safe place, and my faith in humanity has been severely knocked.